Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
A lot of fans are making headlines as of late. I mean, there's a lot of sports going on, the World Series.
Exactly. Great NFL. Time. NFL's still on. Mm-hmm. You got your NBA kicking off.
And hockey.
And NHL, yeah.
I'm sure if you're listening right now, you've heard of the Bud Light guy, where Nationals fan Jeff Adams was sitting in the front row holding a Bud Light in each hand, and the ball came straight at him.
It was a home run ball, too, so that's coming from a long ways and moving very fast. He was in the front row in the outfield.
Instead of dropping his beers to catch the ball, he just let his stomach stop the ball. Mm-hmm. And you could tell, like, fans around him were, like, so upset. They're all trying to grab this ball, and he's like, no F's given, just like, ugh, with his gut.
It reminds me of this scene from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, my God, son, what the hell are you doing?
364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I got to toughen up.
Yeah! Oh, God, I felt good. Yeah!
Just chest bumps, hey? I mean, I'm sure this is the kind of guy who probably trains all year for a moment like this. He's like, I love my Bud Light. I'm never going to drop it.
Yeah.
And I always have two. So what if the ball comes towards me? What am I going to do?
Just take it. I think he would wear that bruise very proudly.
So Bud Light was trying to find him on Twitter. Said, Twitter, do your thing. So they found Jeff Adams, and they're sending him a shirt that says, beers over baseball. And it's a picture of him holding a Bud Light in each hand. And they're sending him to, is it tonight's game 6 in Houston? It's funny because a lot of people are like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's it? Give this guy Bud Light for life.
Yeah. He proved that he cares more about beer than baseball. So just send him beer.
I'm sure they did. It just didn't make the news. So that's one fan.
Another one was, there was two. There's four.
There's things. Four famous things four in this
problems.
Video.
Two girls flashed Garrett Cole before he pitched in the World Series game, the same game that Buddy took the baseball to the guts. And they have been banned from MLB stadiums forever because of this. They're both Instagram models, so they're getting a ton of attention, which is exactly what they wanted. But yeah, no, if you're looking for the video of what shook down, my suggestion is Twitter. If you just use Google, it's really hard to find ones that aren't blurred and stuff.
Oh, but yes. You Twitter, want the one that's not blurred, of course.
Because the fans, like, if you were watching the game, you would have probably saw it because they're right behind home plate.
Mm-hmm. And then Barstool Sports posted a woman at an NFL game putting in the biggest dip I've ever seen.
Chewing tobacco.
And I grew up in St. Albert around hockey players all the time, and I've never seen any of them take a dip that deep.
What about that time our friend Cody tried to put the whole can in his mouth and then put his cat mask over top of it?
Oh, yeah, and then he puked into the cat mask.
Yeah.
Good times. That could have made Barstool Sports. If only someone was filming it.
That would have been a similar size dip to this one. So, yeah, good job to all the fans out there. And we're just gearing up for CFL playoffs, too.
And big ups to the camera people that are actually capturing these moments. That's a win when their shift is over. They're like, yes!
Very impressed by your performance last night. Sorry, that came out wrong.
What?
When it came to testing chocolate bars, trick-or-treat chocolate bars.
Trick-or-treat taste test.
Yeah, and trying to identify them. You smashed it.
Yep.
We posted the video. You can find it on Power 107 Edmonton's Facebook and Instagram. What's up, man?
So wifey and I were lying in bed, and we watched the whole video of the chocolate bars and then the end with the dog thing. That was probably the best video I've ever seen in my life. We giggled for, like, ever. It was like one of those laughs where we couldn't even, like, make noise. It was like silent laughter. It was the best. Seriously, I love you guys. That was amazing.
Thanks, Colin. That means a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
So, yes,
he mentioned the dog thing at the end. So I slipped in one of Gordon's dog treats.
Yeah, keep in mind I was blindfolded, so I had to guess every chocolate bar, and that dog treat was definitely expired. I'll say that much.
Have you tried a lot of dog treats that aren't? How did you know that?
Well, you got to test them before you give them to the dog, don't you?
No, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Just kidding.
So here is just a bit of the video when Lisa tried the dog treat.
What's your guess? Gordon Dunphy? Chicken?
Chicken? Chicken.
You guessed that it was chicken flavored.
I got the flavor right.
And it was.
Anyway, go check that video out if you want to laugh today.
Yes, it's once again Power 107 Edmonton Instagram and on Facebook.
So Kanye said it feels like he's been married to Kim for 500 years. We think he was trying to compliment her, but you know that he's in the doghouse right now.
He was
just kidding.
Also trying to make an album that people wanted to listen to.
Hey, come on.
Well,
it's not that bad.
I'm his biggest fan for his first three or four albums. Come on, man. Quit trying to make music people don't want to listen to. Sorry. I'm just grumpy.
That's fine.
I want Diamonds Are Forever, or Diamonds from Sierra Leone. I want Jesus Walks. I want Gold Digger.
We're not talking about that right now.
Okay.
We want to know, oops, that came out wrong, stories.
Right.
There was one time that we were out for a couple beers with our good old friend Grant Johnson. He used to do the show with us, and I was telling him and Ryder how I was really into like older men and like the Salt and Pepper, and the music cut out right as Grant leaned in and said,
very
older
loud.
Men are where it's at, and the whole bar heard him.
Leanne hit us up and said, conversation with a friend a few years ago. Him, hey, have you lost weight? Me, I don't think so. Why? Him, oh, because your boobs look smaller.
Like, what? What's wrong with us? Why do we talk sometimes?
Right. Whoops, that came out wrong. What do you got?
Okay, so our assistant branch manager was actually missing her fingers on one side of her hand, the left side, and she was going to shred some paper, and she got something stuck, and she was digging around in the shredder, and I said, careful or you'll lose all your fingers.
Oh my gosh.
The worst, right? My manager, it was the worst. I had to turn around and just walk away. Walk away.
Just didn't say anything.
Like the Homer Simpson fade out.
I had
to leave.
Into the bush.
Yeah, it was awful.
There's always rumors about cast members getting back together, reunions. Jennifer Aniston was on Ellen yesterday, and she said there is something in the works with the Friends cast. But that's all she said.
Here's why that's concerning. It's because normally when something like this happens, it's not nearly as good as the show. There's just different vibes.
Yeah.
And then it kind of tarnishes the show's legacy. You know? Like, why do we constantly feel the need to remake something that was wonderful?
Just leave it how it is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to see it if it does happen, but I hope it doesn't wreck what I think of Friends, which is a legendary show.
Yeah. Today's National Cat Day, so shout out to cats who researchers have said they know what their name is, they just don't care.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales! On Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Thank you, Angela, for submitting this story. If you have a scary story you'd like to share, hit us up. You can email me, Ryder at power107.ca, or you can always text 780-784-7107. My mom told me to never go in the basement, but I wanted to see what was making that noise.
What?
It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door and tiptoed down a little bit. I didn't see a puppy. And then Mommy yanked me out of the basement and yelled at me. Mommy had never yelled at me before, and it made me sad, and I cried. Then Mommy told me to never go in the basement again, and she gave me a cookie. That made me feel better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy, or why he had no hands or feet.
Come on! I think the creepiest part of Angela's story is that she's still calling her mom Mummy.
Lisa!
What?
I just wanted to talk about how I want to embrace my inner nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting really into, you ready for this? Swimming. Ever since my knee surgery, it's the best exercise I can get. So I've been going quite a bit, but I've started to see some other guys at the pool with like really nifty swimming tools.
Like what? Like what's a cool thing to bring to the pool?
Okay, so one guy had this mask that you put over your face and suction it right to your face, and then it has like the tube that you breathe out of that just sticks up. So it's kind of like your shark fin.
But that's how you breathe, and then you never have to surface.
Well, and that's the thing. I notice I get a lot of water in my ear on the side that I always lift to breathe. So this would prevent that.
Cool.
And you could just like go at a good pace, do your normal breathing. I don't know. I think it would be cool.
So when you initially started swimming, you just walked in there with zero confidence, hey?
Yeah, I was like...
It's a different atmosphere for sure.
Totally. And I was like, can I swim in the lane beside you? I don't know how this works.
Right.
Now I'm like doing jumping jacks. My man boobs are just jiggling all over the place. I don't care.
They're disappearing, actually.
I'm like giving the point and gun to other swimmers, like saying like, hey, man, nice time. I don't even know what that means. But I'm really getting into the swimmer's
You're
life.
Like, bros, do you mind if I hook up my Bluetooth speaker?
I have the headphones that you can listen while swimming. No, but I would like started with the big board shorts, and now I'm thinking about getting like tight fitting European cut Speedos.
Well, you'll go faster.
I know I will.
Yeah.
I know I will. I want to wear a swim cap.
You don't need one. You're bald.
Yeah, it's still kind of cool though.
You know how blessed you are to be able to just jump in and then get out and have a quick shower and you're done? Having thick, long hair. I can't swim.
I'm sorry. You think I'm blessed for going bald?
Yes.
Well, and you're not for having beautiful hair.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right. I'll never win.
We're all proud of you. Swim. Swim, little fishy. Swim.
We got an email. Quite often these will roll in as I don't know why, but people think that we give good advice. I think it's usually because we just argue. And no matter what, they can be like, well, Lisa said, or well, Ryder said.
I think it's because our listeners give good advice.
That's probably
that's
right.
Probably why.
780-784-7107. This email says, hey, Roger and Lisa.
Roger.
Yeah, but he got my email right.
Oh, so it's a typo.
So I think it might be a typo.
Usually it autocorrects to Ruder for me.
My girlfriend got her naughty devil Halloween costume in the mail last night and tried it on for me. I didn't know it would be that naughty. It was more revealing than anything she even wears in the bedroom. To be honest, I'm not very comfortable with her wearing it. We're going out with some of my friends who she will meet for the first time, and I just don't want them to have a bad first impression. Can I say something?
Bad first impression? It's Halloween.
Yeah, but don't you think that you would be a little judgy if one of your good guy friends brought a girlfriend with them and she was wearing just like nipple tassels?
Yeah, out of jealousy though. I've been trying to wear nipple tassels for 10 years.
Okay.
Now it's too late.
I don't know if there's such thing as a devil Halloween costume with just nipple tassels. But anyway, you know what we're saying. 780-784-7107. Do you think you would say something if your significant other was scantily clad and you weren't comfortable with it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You would say something?
Yeah, totally. I hope they'd say something to me. But I also, if I want to wear it, I'm going to wear it.
All right. So the conversation could be had, but it's still your decision in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate it.
Jessica wrote in saying, good morning, guys. Just touching base on the Halloween costume topic. In my personal opinion, I think respect does have a lot to do with it. So if you're going to go out on Halloween knowing full well that you're going to probably attract male attention and you're in a relationship, then I don't think you're entirely respecting your significant other. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I personally see it as like, isn't that just like wearing a bathing suit to the beach?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Okay, hold
Is
on.
Is it not?
No. Do you think there's a chance that she ordered this online and didn't expect it to be so like revealing or tight, and now she's like too proud to say like, no, you know what, I think there's a chance. I've ordered a lot of things online, and when they get there, I'm like, well, I wouldn't ever wear this other than I'm too proud not to.
I think she should just wear it and own it and be proud, because I've been trying to look sexy for Halloween for so long, like, and then I forget to go on a diet. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I just ate a box of 50 chocolate favorites.
Right.
So I guess I'll dress like a dude again?
I don't know. That pizza slice you went as one year was
You got more. You got hit on way more than me. You were dressed as Lady Gaga. I got ignored that night at the bar. I
came to. Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.